We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, I'm now 0 for 4 on asking for golf dates around here.
For those who missed it earlier, let me repeat what I said to you before. You keep asking people. They keep turning you down. You don't learn from the way they say no to you.
Yeah.
And you become an irritant by keeping on asking. You become annoying. You become something of a pest. They don't want to play with you.
I know.
Why can't you get that through your head?
Because I'm trying different people. Now, today I'm 0 for 4. I feel like I'm on a hitless streak on par with Brian Bixler here. I just asked Paul Alexander.
What a name.
He's on the air tomorrow at 1. So I said, can we play in the morning at 7:30? And that was his answer. No, I'm on the air at 1. Okay, 9 holes at 7:30 in the morning.
He's trying to prepare.
Don't you try to escape here, Maddie. Then I came in and asked Maddie.
He's trying to tell you he doesn't want to play with you.
I know. It's like when you break up with somebody. It's like when you break up with somebody. Just say, I'm breaking up with you because I don't like you. That's why. Don't tell me it's not your fault.
It's
not about
you. It's better. It's better.
And then I ask Maddie, tomorrow morning, golf? He says no. I say, why? He just sits there. No, he didn't even have,
Bob
have an answer.
Bob was calling.
What?
I had to answer Bob. He was calling in.
Is he here?
He is here.
Well, why didn't you tell us that?
I
thought we were having trouble getting him. He's there?
He's here.
All right, let's go to the Nemecolon fan hotline to our friend Bob Walk. Bob, do you play golf?
I can. Put it that way. I don't. Yesterday, for instance, probably I would say the vast majority of everybody on the airplane that flew out here went and played golf yesterday, but I'm not one of those. I took the day off, and it's not that I'm against golf. I've enjoyed it in the past when I've played, but there's always, to me, something I'd rather do. So I've kind of given up the game unless, I'm kind of peer pressured into it.
Well, unless you get a special invite from somebody like me. Blast,
Joe asks you, you have something to do no matter what day, what time. You have something to do.
If somebody would have gave me a heads up, say, hey, Joe's going to ask you to play golf, I would have had something ready for him.
You wouldn't answer the phone. That's what you wouldn't have done.
At this point, it's become ridiculous. I think I'm 0 for 11 at the station. I guess Blass is a big golfer. Yes, still? Right?
Blass, call him. He'll play for sure.
He once had 2 holes in one round, correct?
Steve plays golf probably every single day he can. He'll play 36. Well, I don't know. He's getting a little long in the tooth for 36, but yeah, if you need somebody, call him. He'll go.
Two holes in one round, right?
Wayner, too, huh?
Wayner loves golf. Wayner is a golfaholic. You can call him. Now, Blass, even at his advanced age, is still pretty darn good.
I bet.
John, he'll scuffle a little bit. So, I don't know. I don't know how you're playing, but John will scuffle. He'll probably shoot, around somewhere in the 90s there, but he loves it. So call him.
Well,
he'll go.
Let's talk about Blass as an athlete for a minute, because I've heard stories about old timers games when he would play the outfield and chase down fly balls. He's just a phenomenal all around athlete, right?
Yeah, he's just a phenomenal, he's a little bit of a freak of nature. He's 80 years old, and he's, he's always ate his egg yolks and all that kind of stuff that we're not supposed to do. And, nothing seems to ever slow him down. He's still going strong. He's a very good athlete, no matter, you know, what you're talking about. He can get it done, whether it's going out and shooting baskets or whatever. So, Steve was one of those guys that was just, a little different from the rest of us, could do anything.
Mm. All right, Bob, can we talk a little baseball here? We're kind of trying to look for something positive, and I guess the Contreras start the other day was pretty positive. I mean, we've heard guys have great stuff before, Glass now, Keller. This kid looks like he has a chance to be pretty good. Would you agree?
Yes. The thing that I see with him, it's not, remember when Cole came up, he had the great arm and everything. He also had really good command. It's not like he went out and was, you're worried, is he going to walk a bunch of guys today or anything like that, which a lot of these younger guys that come up with great stuff do. Because in the minor leagues, the plate, the strike zone might be a little bit wider, a little bit bigger. Plus, you got hitters that are a lot of them, two or three guys in every lineup, they're swinging at everything. You don't necessarily have that in the big leagues. So guys that have control issues, it gets kind of emphasized a little bit when you get up here. And we see that and get disappointed sometimes with these guys. Contreras is a little bit more like Cole, I think. He's got better control than some of the other guys that we've seen who've had those problems. And that's going to make it a little easier for him, I think, to fulfill his promise. Now, just to nitpick at him, in the one game I saw, I would like some of those 1-2 counts to turn into easy outs instead of going to 3-2. I think, that's a little something he's going to have to learn to do if he's going to truly be a guy that goes out there and pitches 6 or 7 or who knows, if the planets align right, maybe you'll get 8 innings, something like that. That's the kind of pitcher we're hoping for. We need that. We need starting pitchers, and we need some really good ones. And he looks like he could fill one of those spots.
Seems like Brubaker has found something, you think?
Oh, yeah, I put him up there. I mean, from just an arm talent, looking at that as a scout would, he's a little bit below Contreras. But, his command, I mean, that's really the key to this whole thing. No matter what the stuff is, if the guy can't throw it where he wants to, well, then who cares? And Brubaker is able to do that. His stuff is not quite as good as Contreras, although his slider is developing into a really nice weapon. I would put him up there the same way. I would scout him out. If I had to grade him and make predictions about the future, I'd say he's kind of more of a middle of the rotation type guy. But if you're going to have a good team, you need to have 4 pretty darn good starters, and you kind of figure out the 5th spot. And Brubaker certainly could be one of those 4.
Bob, I'm fascinated by the Clayton Holmes story. He has become maybe the best closer in baseball. How does that happen? Is it just a change of scenery? Did you see anything when he was here that would indicate that this could happen?
He had a great arm and real outstanding movement. But that goes back to our previous discussion. Many, many times he had no idea where the ball was going. And it was hard for him because, it moved a lot. Once he learned, how to do that, then he was going to be really, really good. How long do you wait for a guy like that to turn into something? Because a lot of them never do. A lot of them never do. And eventually you have to make some kind of decision on somebody to move along, The guy, I can't think of his name, that's the closer for Colorado, pitched 2 innings against us the other night and did a great job. I mean, look at his story. I mean, he even was out of the game for 2 years before he came back. A great arm, couldn't throw strikes, and somewhere down the road he was able to figure it out as he was, pushing 30 years old. I think he's even over the 30-year mark now, so That just happens to guys. Guys can be late bloomers. Maybe somebody along the way, told him a little trick. He tried something that did a little something to his mechanics, and he figures it out. And now he's throwing the ball with some consistency in the strike zone, getting ahead. And once he does that, now you start getting chases like you did in the minor leagues. But he's always had a fantastic arm. And he's a good person. I always liked him. So I'm glad that he's finding this success.
Bob, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. You guys take care and have a good time. And I hope you find somebody to play golf with.
So it's doubtful. It's doubtful at this point, but thank you.
So does he.
All right. Hey, just go out there, be the only guy. Who cares?
Exactly. That's where we
he's
started.
He's done
today.
That on many times.
Thank you, Bob.
See you, Robert.
Bye-bye.
I actually saw Blass at Butler County Country Club. Remember I took the day off the one day you had to do the show alone because we had a tournament?
I remembered very well.
And he didn't look like he really, really wanted to be associated with me, Ron. He walked by, and I think to boil it down to one line that may have passed through his brain, that's not a golf guy, he thought of me. Don't go near him.
I said
no
it
golf
earlier,
guy.
I don't know, Bob. He had 2 holes-in-1 in one round. In one round.
That's phenomenal.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And knowing Blass, who's always enjoyed his share of time at the 19th hole, that probably was a pretty expensive day for him.
Yes, I would say it would be. Ron, where should I play after the show today? Where should I go? Where do you think? Where do you want me to go?
Why don't you go to your home course, Montour?
Yeah, the guy didn't invite me tonight. Sunday,
don't they know
him.
You as a celebrity? They just let you come on even though you're not a member?
No, we haven't gotten to that point yet. I'll figure it out. Coming up, we have some predictions on weekend activities. We can recap. I have a question for Ron because he really jarred my brain.
Jarred.
On the whole Mike Tomlin thing, on the whole Steeler way. On whether things are going well or poorly or somewhere in between. So the question I want to present, because we heard a lot about the Steeler way with Omar Khan today. We heard about, Andy Weidel he does it the Steeler way.
Steeler
he knows
guy.
He's a Steeler guy, Omar said. Omar himself is indoctrinated. As long as anybody ever has been in the Steeler way. Here's how I would phrase the question. And it truly is an honest question at 412-928-9370. At what point does the luster of the quote Steeler way begin to fade if it hasn't already? At what point does it? 10 years without a playoff win? Because we're going on 6. Most people don't think they're going to win a playoff game this year. That would be 6. 10, a decade without a playoff win? At what point would it begin to fade if it hasn't already? Can we talk about that, Ron?
Absolutely.
Let's do that next, and then we're going to get into some very exciting things. Folesy, trying to sell himself. As an endorser of Stables, we're going to get into that as well.
You know what? You forgot the song of the day today.
You forgot the song of the day, Folesy.
He had Duke.
It's your turn.
He said it was your turn.
No, it's your turn.
I texted him this morning and said, whose turn? He said Ron's.
Well, because I thought that Miley yesterday.
Miley Cyrus was yesterday, Ron.
No, I clearly forgot no matter whose turn.
No, it's not your fault. It's Folesy's.
Well, of course.
He's the designer of the segments,
we
right?
had an interview, though, at 12:40.
I know.
Not a good excuse?
Mediocre excuse.
Yeah.
It's an okay excuse, I guess. But shouldn't you have said, hey, we have an interview today. When should we do
we
the song of the
we
week?
We should move it up, yeah.
Why don't we move it to the next segment?
Okay.
Not too late.
Yeah.
I think we need a pick-me-up. Why don't you consult with Ron, and we'll do that.
Let's do it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.